Joining us now is someone who is more than familiar with this rivalry, Kristen Smith of the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce.
For the listeners at home, I am wearing, obviously, the lighter shade of blue. I'm not going to out Aaron.
Oh, wait. No, I got to take my jacket off. I'm just rooting for everyone to have a good time shirt. And I always forget that the sleeves are Carolina blue and the torso part of the shirt is Duke blue. So I'm walking around with the jacket on.
And you're doing Countdown to Tip-Off.
I'm doing Countdown to Tip-Off.
So
yeah.
Glad you shed.
I wear this shirt 3 times a year. So
glad you shed the jacket, showed the Carolina blue sleeves. But really, the question on everybody's mind at the chamber, we do want to see the big matchup at 9 o'clock. But before the game, we're wanting to know UNC or Duke, who has the best startup.
Okay.
One of our very special awards that are part of the Business Excellence Awards. We're really excited about that event, May 13th. But we want people to nominate a university-born business. This is an award presented to a startup business born from university research, innovation, an entrepreneurial activity, or a business created while an entrepreneur was enrolled as a student.
Okay.
So we want to know, does UNC or Duke have the best startup?
Oh, and you can nominate a Duke startup, too.
You can.
Can you nominate just any university startup?
In our area.
I will say,
although I'm wearing a lighter shade of blue,
right.
and do consider myself Tar Heel.
Yes.
Born and bred. UNC and Duke are both chamber members, so we would be happy to
okay.
see nominations from either UNC or Duke in support of UNC or Duke startups.
All
so
right. Sounds
we're
good.
Excited to hear who has the best university-born business. We hope we'll also see nominations for micro enterprise. That's less than five employees or less. Mid-sized business, that's up to 50 employees. And large business, over 50 employees. And Nonprofit of the Year for our Business Excellence Awards. You can go
awesome.
To carolinachamber.org/BEAS, BEAS. And nominate today.
All right, sounds good. And how, I know nominations have been open for a while. I know at least a few of them have been coming in because I submitted mine a while back.
Well, thank you for nominating. We've been getting nominations. We're actually extending the deadline for a
nice.
Week. For procrastinators out there like myself, you can get your nominations in. Just get them into us by February 23rd. Save the date for May 13th for the second annual Business Excellence Awards at Playmakers Repertory Theater. And we look forward to seeing folks there. We want to have lots of great nominations to see who's the best in business. So
you've got another 6 days to get the nominations.
It's always the countdown clock. It's like 5 hours till tip off. What did you say? Less than 5 hours till tip off.
5.5 hours till tip off.
I'm so nervous about the game.
It'll be fine.
And 6 days. 6 days until you get your Business Excellence Award nomination in.
So I have to ask, because I've always been curious about this, because and not just with the chamber, but sort of any organization or any contest or anything, like get your submissions in by this date, and then when the date comes up, it's like, oh, we'll give you an extra week. Do you budget the extra week in at the very beginning, or was that
a decision? We have a lot of time until we will announce finalists.
Yeah. So you've got time to
And then we're very excited to partner with WCHL and Chapelboro to bring you the People's Choice Awards.
Mm-hmm.
We're really excited about that. But so we have some time until we celebrate May 13th. But we wanted to give an extra week to make sure that we got a wide swath of nominees for the Business Excellence Awards.
So submit that swath to carolinachamber.org/BEAS, B-E-A-S. And you can get
Should
those nominations
say swarm
in.
Swarm instead of swath, since it's the bees.
Either way. Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah. It's a veritable hive of nominations. Cool. So get those in carolinachamber.org/bees. Speaking with Kristen Smith, Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce, it's the short and sweet business beat. Everyone's talking UNC Duke. What is the effect of a game like this on business locally?
That's an excellent question. I know, and I wish I had been more prepared. Rick Steinbacher, Associate Athletic Director, has given a presentation to the chamber about the economic impact. The studies that have been done have actually been about football games, and we know that game times, kickoff times, definitely impact that. The Daily Tar Heel did an excellent analysis, saying how many Chick-fil-A sandwiches and buckets of popcorn and Coca-Colas were sold in the Smith Center. So that's one kind of economic impact.
Mm-hmm.
I think we see economic impact at Tar Heel Express, express destinations where
the shuttle services.
I hope, sometimes I'd like to see those stops where people can eat and drink beforehand. Mm-hmm. So without the University Place stop, we miss out on some of that economic impact. But I think you could go to the Southern Village. You could eat anywhere or drink anywhere in the Southern Village area and then walk on over to that park and ride and take the Tar Heel yep. Express. Carolina Brewery has the Sky Blue Express. So that's if you eat or drink at Carolina Brewery downtown, you can take the Sky Blue Express down to the Smith Center. So maybe next week or for the next UNC Duke matchup, I'll have better numbers for the impact of Carolina basketball.
But it is a really big deal, and we talk about this all the time, just sort of in general, like just how big an impact financially athletics has on business in Chapel Hill, and just sort of it's the lifeblood of Chapel Hill. You know, it's not just the university and day-to-day operations, but days like this, when there's a big sporting event, this is huge.
And it has and it's not just athletics that drive visitors to UNC, but I would ask the Visitors Bureau what percentage of our hotels is driven by university business. Lori Palatelli with the Visitors Bureau one time presented and said that because UNC Healthcare changed over to a new kind of operating patient information system, everyone who came into town to train UNC Healthcare employees, they were staying in hotels and they saw a real bump in the during a summer lull. So it should not be underestimated, the economic impact of university traffic, including athletic game attendance.
I'm listening to us talking, and I'm thinking this is the nerdiest pregame commentary.
Next UNC Duke matchup, I promise, I'll have the numbers to back it up. But I don't think
we're not talking about X's and O's on the court or excitement about it. It's like impact. This is the short and sweet business speech.
I don't have any game plans to map out, but. We're really excited about the game tonight and certainly understand the economic engine that that UNC is. Actually, if you just Google UNC startup, the university did an excellent analysis of how many startups have come out of the university, how much money they've generated, and how many jobs they've created. So those are some numbers we can really dive into. Yeah. But next tip off, we'll dive into some of the other numbers.
But I mean, speaking of the lifeblood of the community, like the fact that UNC and Duke are both here and they're both actively encouraging innovation and startups and entrepreneurship and things like that really drive the economy of just the Western Triangle and the Triangle in general in a way that just you can't measure it.
So they tried to count. You cannot count like the indirect and ripple effects that the university has.
Yeah.
But as far as startups go, about 150 startups have been created out of UNC.
Did you just get this text?
Text. Thank you very much. I did my own research. 8,000 jobs have created, representing $7 billion in annual revenue. So, so that's obviously I'm partial to the lighter shade of blue. Maybe I'll research and see if Duke has done a similar analysis. But again, we're looking for the best. Who has the best startup, UNC or Duke?
And if they haven't done this analysis, we'll just claim victory right here and now.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Right. So wait for a Duke caller to call in.
We're speaking with Kristen Smith, short and sweet business beat from the Chapel Hill Carver Chamber of Commerce. I know there's an event coming up, FaceTime, that
FaceTime,
you want to get the word out about.
Folks may not may or may not know, but we said goodbye to Business After Hours and introduced a new event called FaceTime. We're trying different times and of the day, different days of the week, so that we have provide a variety of high value networking opportunities. So we're going to ask you to leap into FaceTime on Leap Day. We'll be hosting at the Chamber. We hope you start your morning with us. You got a bonus day. There really shouldn't be anything on your calendar. You didn't know you were going to have February 29th until, I don't know, 4 years ago.
I was actually just thinking about this, totally unrelated, but can we move presidential elections to a different calendar year so we don't have to, like, presidential election cycles are annoying enough without that extra day that we have to deal with every single year. Whose idea was it to have presidential elections on leap years when we have to deal with that extra 24 hours?
You just cannot stand an extra day of presidential.
I think people are with me on this one.
Okay. So, North Carolina didn't become a battleground state until
recently,
very recent election cycles. So,
we
but You don't have to listen to any political commercials. We just want you to have spend your bonus day and leap into FaceTime at the Chamber on February 29th. We're going to have a light breakfast and Chamber staff waiting to meet you, and great networking opportunities. Even if you're not a member, we hope you'll join us 8 to 9:30 a.m. Monday, February 29th for FaceTime with the Chamber. For the rest of the leap day, Chamber members can book their appointment and have FaceTime with the CEO. Aaron's going to have kind of open office hours with 30-minute increments, and you can book your appointment to talk to Aaron Nelson, our president and CEO, and have FaceTime with the CEO. So start your morning with the Chamber and leap into FaceTime on Leap Day, February 29th.
Sounds good, and that's just a little while away as well. CarolinaChamber.org is the website if you want to find out more about the Chamber. Again, CarolinaChamber.org/BEAS, B-E-A-S, if you want to submit the nomination for the Business Excellence Awards. CarolinaChamber.org/events if you want a full calendar of events and plenty of other information on the website as well. Kristen Smith, thank you so much. Before we let you go, since it is Carolina Duke Day, do you have a favorite Carolina Duke memory? From games gone by.
I did not anticipate the economic impact question, but I did anticipate this one. I've been a Carolina fan my whole life, but I really feel like I became a real Carolina fan when I attended the University of North Carolina. And so my freshman year, which was, I'm going to disclose on the radio, was 1998, and we beat Duke at home, and I rushed the court with two of my best friends. And
awesome.
Because it was my first experience rushing a court, I wasn't very experienced at it. So I tripped over a press table.
Okay.
And then did not feel the pain because I was so excited.
Yes.
And it was so exhilarating. Until by the time I got up to Franklin Street, I was like, my ankle really hurts. And so I spent the rest of the evening at Student Health getting my ankle checked out.
But you were able to make it from the Smith Center all the way up to Franklin Street on a bum ankle.
Sheer adrenaline that powered me there. But then my friend nicely drove me to Student Health, and that's where I spent the rest of the evening. So no one get injured tonight.
Yes.
If we have an opportunity to rush the court, but definitely go Tar Heels.
Yeah. How many times did you ever get to rush the court?
It was just a real student experience to
do that.
Yeah,
yeah. No, but I mean, you said that was your first time. So how many times did you ever actually do it?
Well, then I have to disclose that I took a super senior year, and then
I think you can feel free to rush the court anytime.
Anytime.
Like, you can go there tonight and rush the court if they win.
This is true. So, you know, I'll at the next UNC Duke matchup, I'll have better numbers about the economic impact, and also how many UNC victories have I seen?
Okay,
but I can tell you, I've only rushed the court once.
Okay, so. and made it all the way to Franklin Street.
That's
the rivalry right there. Like, you can just injure your knee or injure your ankle, but still be so full of adrenaline that you can just run all over town and be.
And there's the economic impact. So hope you can. Responsibly eat and drink before and after the game, win or lose, go Tar Heels. And next UNC Duke tip-off, I'll have better numbers.
All right. So. Kristen Smith, Chapel Hill Carbrook Chamber of Commerce, CarolinaChamber.org is the website. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Aaron.